Good morning, KSL News Time is 6 o'clock. This is Utah's Morning News. I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. KSL's top story this hour.
The Santaquin community is mourning the loss of one of their local police officers this morning. The officer was hit and killed by a semi-truck yesterday, and now people from around the state are rallying to support the family of the fallen officer.
Our live team coverage in the line of duty begins with KSL News Radio's Adam Small, who is in Santaquin this morning. Adam?
Amanda, I'm here right outside of Santaquin City Hall, where you can see a police car parked onto the lawn with American flags, flowers draped all around it, blue ribbons tied on the trees and light posts all around the building here. Police are saying that it was just before 6:30 yesterday morning when a Santaquin police officer and a Utah Highway Patrol trooper pulled over a semi-truck that someone had called 911 about earlier. The police are saying that the driver of that semi took off from that traffic stop, flipped a U-turn on I-15 the wrong way, and ran down both of their vehicles and the Santaquin officer who died on the scene. Lieutenant Mike Wall with the Santaquin Police Department says while they are hurting, they are determined that they will be there for the officer's family.
Our entire department is hurt, and the family of the officer is hurt because of a senseless act by one individual.
The suspected driver, Mike Jane, is now behind bars. We continue to have live coverage here from Santaquin for you all morning long. Live, Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
The brother of the Santaquin police officer who was killed spoke with KSL TV last night. He says his brother made the ultimate sacrifice.
Gave his life doing something that he loved and in service of others. I mean, the Santaquin PD, Nephi Payson, all those guys are amazing.
We aren't using his name until his brother's name is officially released by Santaquin police. The officer leaves behind a wife and two older children.
Utahns have been showing their support for the fallen Santaquin officer however they can. KSL News Radio's Peter Johnston joins our live team coverage in the line of duty. Peter?
Amanda, a Provo police officer pulling his car over to salute in the rain. Hundreds of Utahns and first responders waving American flags from overpasses. These are some of the scenes from yesterday, when a silent procession of police officers carried the fallen officer's body across the state. Santaquin Mayor Dan Olson says he's heard from everyone.
The citizens and people throughout the United States have contacted me this morning, along with the governor.
Governor Spencer Cox acknowledges the officers who found the suspect.
I'm grateful for those who pursued knowing that that their lives would be in danger from someone who had already killed and would certainly kill again.
No date has been set for a memorial service just yet. Reporting live, Peter Johnston, KSL News Radio.
Turns out the suspect who police say was driving that semi-truck has a long criminal past. KSL News Radio's Alexandria Bonilla picks up that part of our live team coverage. Alexandria?
Tim, his past includes several incidents where violence was used against police officers. We are still digging into it, but what we know so far is that he was charged in California back in 2001 with obstruction and resisting an officer. And then in 2009, he was convicted of attempting to run down cops in Oregon. And then a few years later, in 2011, he had 17 charges filed against him, and those included assaults on correctionals officers. He was also the center of a federal case in 2014 for a firearms violation, and he was released from prison in 2021. Reporting live, Alexandria Bonilla, KSL News Radio.
Multiple police agencies from all over the state volunteered to help after the death of the Santaquin police officer. KSL News Radio's Becky Bruce reports.
Santaquin's police department isn't quite Mayberry, but with a population of under 20,000 residents, it's pretty easy to imagine this is a close-knit community with a small police force, which means they still have to keep their town safe while also mourning an unimaginable loss. Police departments from all over the place immediately volunteered to help cover patrols in Santaquin so the officers have the space to grieve.
The Santaquin Fire Department even had firefighters out helping direct traffic on Sunday while those agencies started the investigation.
People in Utah County and around the state are showing support for the fallen officer by displaying the color blue. KSL News Radio's Michael Commit is live. Michael?
Tim, we've seen a lot of open support from communities across the Wasatch Front, and in Juab County, the online community page is spreading this message from the Santaquin page. Quote, if you have lights on your house, change them to blue tonight to honor in honor of the fallen officer. Close quote. Tributes to this officer are spanning across all ages as well. School kids in Payson, Salem, and Santaquin, along with Juab and Springville, have been asked to wear blue today to honor him. Reporting live, Michael Kmit, KSL News Radio.
We will have live updates throughout the day as the story develops. That includes coverage of a procession of the officer's body from the state medical examiner's office back to Santaquin. That will take place during the 10 a.m. hour. Then we'll have a news conference live at noon with Santaquin Police giving us an update on the investigation. You can read a lot more about all of these stories and get updates on our website, kslnewsradio.com.
First look traffic, some problems, Andy.
Yep, we got a crash on I-15 blocking the Bangor exit ramp. Traffic's backed up to Bluffdale. We've got snowy conditions through Parley's this morning. A closure of Highway 89 is going to have a bigger effect as we get along in the morning. We're already beginning to see backups between Antelope Drive and SR-193 where the closure begins. And then there's a lot of extra traffic on SR-193 going down the hill because that's your only alternate. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL's top national stories now. Police arrested more war protesters on college campuses over the weekend. These Northeastern graduates say they didn't mind when a few protesters showed up at their commencement, which was being held at Fenway Park. It included a man waving a Palestinian flag approaching the stage.
Freedom of protest. For the most part, everyone knew something was coming like that, and everyone was pretty much ready for it.
At least 25 people were also arrested at the University of Virginia over the weekend.
NASA is getting ready to launch Boeing's Starliner spacecraft this evening with astronauts on board for the first time.
As Boeing's Starliner gets ready to lift off with two NASA astronauts on board acting as test pilots, NASA Administrator Bill Nelson, who's fighting for funding from Congress, tells me winning the space race is about winning on Earth.
China is making significant strides.
He says China could make claims for land on the moon.
They are gaining ground.
He's told Congress China is using civilian space travel to mask military objectives. Alex Stone, ABC News.